USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says if any weakness in U.S. border security is detected, illegal immigrants will flood the United States. He spoke in Nevada yesterday as the Department of Homeland Security was announcing that over 520 children who'd been taken at the U.S.-Mexico border recently have now been reunited with their families. Another 16 are set to rejoin their parents over the next day.
Our people are actually doing a very good job handling a very difficult situation, but this is a problem that should have been solved years ago.
The kids were taken from their families as part of the zero-tolerance policy towards people crossing the border illegally. The feds now say they've adopted a process which does allow detained parents to know where their children are. A ban ended just hours ago in Saudi Arabia on women driving. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
On the heels of a new report about a rise of such incidents on passenger planes, the son of Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is facing accusations of sexual assault on a flight from Boston to Washington, D.C. Reports are a woman on a JetBlue flight accuses Andrew Baker of inappropriate touching last Wednesday. Baker's lawyer says his client is cooperating fully with authorities and looks forward to a resolution. The Republican governor's office has said it's a personal matter for the family, saying Baker will cooperate with authorities. White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders tweets that she was kicked out of a restaurant in Virginia because of her job at the White House.
Sanders says the owner of the Red Hen in Lexington told her that she and her family had to leave. Sanders explains that she left politely. She said the incident says more about the owner than it does about her.
That's Wendy King reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
OPEC, Russia, and other oil-producing nations now agreeing to ramp up oil production. Saudi Arabia saying an agreement was reached on Saturday in Vienna to raise overall production by about 500,000 barrels a day in the coming months. Word of the deal coming a day after President Trump had tweeted, quote, "Hope OPEC will increase output substantially. We need to keep prices down." The U.S., China, and India had urged the big oil-producing nations to increase their supply to prevent an oil shortage that could hurt global economic growth. President Trump says North Korea has given back the remains of 200 U.S. soldiers lost in the Korean War. The president making the announcement on Saturday while discussing his relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the Nevada GOP convention in Las Vegas. The president said Kim agreed to repatriate the remains of U.S. soldiers lost in the 1950s during their summit. CNN reporting that the U.S. military officials had moved 100 coffins to the demilitarized zone in anticipation of the return of those remains. And on HBO's Game of Thrones, they play a doomed couple, but now in real life, they're husband and wife. Kit Harington and Rose Leslie tying the knot in Scotland yesterday. They then held a reception for about 100 guests, which included a number of their co-stars from the show. For USA Radio.